It is Friday, August the 30th of 2024. The time is 8:07. Currently, fog, mist, overcast skies in downtown Wausau. At our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, currently 67 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us. No, apparently not. It looks like we're having trouble streaming the Facebook. It looks like it's an issue on Facebook's end. So no streaming right now, at least it appears on Facebook. But you can still join us by calling or texting us. Real simple. You can use your Civic Media app, open up the Bow Falls Radio part of the app. It has all 20 of the stations on the Civic Media radio network on it. The fifth one down is Bow Falls Radio 98.9 WXCO. And open it up. You'll be able to open up our webpage. You're able to send us an email. You're also able to listen to us live with the stream and also be able to call or text. There's a button to call and a button to text. There's also a chance to call or text by just dialing. And the number is the same, whether you call or text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We would love to hear from you, love to have you be part of our show here on this Friday. Heading into a long holiday weekend, Labor Day coming up on Monday. And coming up on the program, we will be talking about the weather for our holiday weekend. We'll be talking to meteorologist Brittany Merlot coming up in just a few minutes at 8:20. A little hint, I think it's looking pretty good. Right now, of course, it's not looking that great outside. We did get some significant storms, some significant rain last night. And this morning, again, overcast, foggy. But I think things are going to get a lot better. We'll find out for sure with Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20. Then, after our information update at the bottom of the hour at 8:34, we'll be bringing in the host of the Wausau Business Show every Saturday morning from 8 until 9 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, the Wausau Business Show. Some terrific interviews, some fun, a lot of great stuff. And we'll find out what's on tap for this. We can just talk generally about how the show's been going with Ryan and Paul, the two hosts. And again, you can catch the Wausau Business Show tomorrow morning and every Saturday morning from 8 until 9 a.m. And you can also get it as a podcast as well if you miss it. And you can listen to all the previous shows for the Wausau Business Show if you go to our show page at bowfallsradio.com or civicmedia.us. And again, you can also as well listen to the Wausau Business Show wherever you get your podcasts. Again, you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get it, and make sure you catch up on all the episodes. And again, we'll find out what's happening with Ryan and Paul coming up at 8:34 this morning. In the second hour of the show, we'll be talking some Wisconsin sports. We'll be joined in studio by Paul Micklegg, the head football coach at Newman Catholic High School. The Cardinals will be getting their 2024 season underway tomorrow, but we're going to talk about what's going on with the Brewers and the Packers and the Badgers. Talk some Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg coming up at 9:20 this morning on the program. But before we go any further, a look across the way. in front of the microphone in the engineering room, the producer room. We have a studio here where I sit, and then across the way behind the glass is our producer. Usually I will see Ian Welsh sitting there behind the microphone, but I don't see Ian Welsh. This does not look like Ian Welsh. It looks like Aiden Bennett. And Aiden, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, today is it, isn't it? This is the end of your run here as an intern with us during the summer because school begins next week. And we're going to put you in as a full-fledged member here for your final show. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
Well, be careful because yesterday I got a letter from a lawyer about something that I said here on the show. Yeah, yeah. I didn't tell Ian this yet, but beware. So make sure that you don't say anything because they're listening. They'd let me know. They said, hey, you made a mistake here a month and a half ago. Apparently, some of their interns were digging through our archives and were looking for something to get me at because apparently, from time to time, I'm not going to go into the details or exactly what the situation is, but I think folks out there know from time to time that if there's somebody out there that deserves to be called out, I will call them out. And I will say that, hey, this is not right. But apparently, they're not too happy about that. And trying to throw their power around a little bit. And believe me, if I make any mistakes, I will not do it again. But at the same time, I'm not going to step back and refuse to speak truth to power. And that's the case right here. But I'm going to ask you here to make sure that in your last day, you don't start just, you know, because I can tell you have a lot to say right now. We don't want you saying anything that the lawyers will get us, but yeah, I know they're out there tuned in, and I'll say good morning to them and the other hundreds of listeners that we do have out there that, according to somebody else who says that that's how many listeners we have as opposed to their thousands. I know you don't have no idea what I'm talking about here,
yeah,
but... But okay, well, okay, very good. But good to have you on board. It's been great to have you here the last month and a half or so on Tuesdays and Fridays. And I hope that you got a little bit of a sense on what we do around here, that in terms of the radio aspect of our part of the media universe. It's a little different here. I know that we have a very small operation, but at the same time, I hope you have a better understanding on what we do after being around here for the last 6 weeks or so.
I think I do. I wouldn't say I'm a pro. Ian's the pro.
Well, of course, Ian's the pro.
Ian's the
pro. Am I not the pro?
No, Ian's the pro.
Very good.
Can't beat the producer.
I know it, but I know that you will be starting school next week. I know also you have your theatrical production coming up, so we hope to have you back to maybe talk about that as you get closer to it in the next couple of months as well. But we're going to hopefully have you be part of this show completely. And again, thanks for being around. And good luck in your final year of high school, senior year at Marathon, but again, glad to have you on board. So again, fantastic. Taking a look as well, I want to remind folks that it is a holiday weekend, but it is a busy weekend for high school sports here on 98.9 WXCO. I just mentioned Aiden is going to Marathon High School, and tonight the Marathon Red Raiders in high school football, they travel to Auburndale to take on the Auburndale Eagles. Tom Weaver will be on the mic for that one from Auburndale High School. That game will be live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can hear coverage starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. So again, this week, the Marathon Red Raiders live here on 98.9 WXCO. Also tonight, I will be at Tom Field in Wausau. I'm much happier to have a trip to Tom Field tonight as opposed to last Friday when I had a trip up to Superior. Went with the Wausau West football team up to Superior last week. Did not get back until, I did not get home until 3 o'clock in the morning. We got back to Wausau West at 2:40, and then I drove home. And 3 o'clock in the morning, I was back finally in my bed ready for a very short night of sleep before coming back on Saturday morning for Sully's College Football Page. But tonight, the Warriors at home, their home opener, it's Parents' Night, and Wausau West will be taking on the Hudson Raiders. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream at both BullFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app. So again, if you pull up BullFallsRadio.com, you'll see all the shows that are on the air. And if you go and our upcoming shows that are coming up in the next few hours, you go to the bottom of that, it'll say Play Sports 2 and Play Sports 3. Just click on the Play Sports 2, and you'll be able to tune in tonight for the Warriors and the Hudson Raiders. Again, 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. And also, again, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, that's a real easy way to go back and forth between both our Wausau West and our Marathon broadcast. Again, just go to your app store, search Civic Media, download. You'll have all the Civic Media radio stations open up, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 WXCO. And then you can just hit the Sports 2 stream or the primary stream and be able to tune into high school football tonight. Also, that Wausau West game against Hudson will be heard on a delay basis here on 98.9 WXCO after our marathon broadcast this evening. But that's not it. This week we have three high school football broadcasts. As coming up tomorrow, the Newman Catholic Cardinals will kick off their season. Newman Catholic, the state champions in both 2021 and 2022, and they will be looking to get another state championship, start that journey tomorrow afternoon at home at Newman Catholic High School's Ballyett Field, taking on the Phillips Loggers. That game will be broadcast live, again, right here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 1235 and the opening kickoff at 1 p.m. So, again, we are very, very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still brings you live play-by-play of high school sports. And we cover the Wausau West Warriors, the Marathon Red Raiders, and the Newman Catholic Cardinals during the football, then during the winter with basketball and hockey, during the spring with baseball and softball. So again, make sure you tune in tonight. Tom with Marathon against Auburndale. I will be with Wausau West and Hudson. And also tomorrow I will be with Newman against Phillips. The time is 8:18. Heading towards the Labor Day weekend. What can we expect weather-wise? We're going to find out coming up next. Our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, will be with us next. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday morning again, an overcast start, some fog and some mist, and the temperature right now in the 60s, and you know, comfortable at 67 degrees, but still a bit of a dreary start. But will that change as we go into the holiday weekend? Well, the person that always knows the correct answer to that question and a whole bunch more is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Oh, good morning. What a dreary start to the holiday weekend, right?
Absolutely. But you were right last night. Again, you were talking about basically for days that we were expecting to see some significant rain as we got into the evening hours. And I know that I was laying in bed. It was like after 11 o'clock and I could hear the rain coming down very hard last night. In fact, throughout the state of Wisconsin, I was following some high school football games that were played last night in the western part of the state. They were actually stopped. And because of some thunderstorms and even, I think, tornadic activity, if I'm not mistaken, in some areas in the far western part of the state. It was a very active weather afternoon and evening in Wisconsin yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I think it was Pierce and St. Croix counties over there had those tornado warnings, I think around 5, 6, 7-ish or so in the evening yesterday. And I believe River Falls and Spring Valley are two towns that have damage done to them from a potential tornado or some heavy, heavy downpours and crazy winds that come from that. It's called the rear flank downdraft. So when you have crazy wind, heavy rain that comes down, you get a cold pool of wind that kind of surges out after that too. So of course, the National Weather Service will be out there surveying if it's rotational damage from a tornado or if it's straight line wind damage from that. But it was wild. It was a wild night. And I'm glad that as they moved towards us, they weakened.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, but we did still get that significant rain, right? Because we never get light rain around here anymore, do we? It's always significant rain, it seems like.
I agree with you. It was about an inch of rainfall total. I mean, it's kind of broken up between last night and then today's. So when you add them up, it's about an inch in total. And all of it is winding down now. So a few spotty showers, this light little mist still lingering, that's going to clear out by lunch. By lunch, we're going to be seeing spots of sunshine. And then by dinner, we're not going to see any clouds left.
Mm.
Hard to believe. It's a big transitional day. High temperatures, still comfortable in the mid to upper 70s. And then we are, of course, are still looking at summery conditions for tomorrow. We'll climb to those low 80s before the fall-like feel takes over.
I wouldn't go that far, Brittany. It's not going to be a fall-like feel when the temperatures are in the low 70s. Come on.
Yes, it is. People are going to be camping out there this weekend, and they're going to be feeling those upper 40s in the overnights, and they're going to be shivering. I'm telling you.
And also, really good news. I'm very happy to be part of the Wausau Labor Day Parade coming up on Monday to wrap up the holiday weekend Monday afternoon. It looks like that's going to be just perfect for anybody that brings their lawn chairs out and is a part of the parade as well. A lot of sun on Monday as well, right?
Oh, yes. The sunshine actually holds tight. So once we see it in abundance by this evening, it's going to stay that way for a good week, an entire week.
Wow.
Not just the weekend. It continues into when we go back to school, when we go back to work. Everything's still going to be picturesque.
Fantastic. Do you have any plans for this long holiday weekend? Are you getting off to go somewhere, or are you hanging around here for the weekend?
Oh, you know, I've got to go to the woods, so I'll be camping this weekend. Water sports while it's still warm,
yeah.
And some bonfires when the crisp air moves in.
Well, that's perfect again. I mean, you're right. I mean, Sunday is the first day of September. You got to take advantage. I mean, that's what you got. It's not going to hang around that much longer, and especially, as you say, with the next week being so nice. Now is the time. If not now, when, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. You got to enjoy it while it's here because you know that S word is around the corner a few months from now. But
Stop. You keep bringing that up every once in a while. You got to stop doing that. I mean, it's almost like...
I don't say it. Why will people go outside and enjoy it now?
I know. You're exactly right on that. But what are the details as it looks like it's going to be just a wonderful Labor Day weekend? We all get that extra day. I love the three-day weekends. What are all the details for this weekend?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Done. I'm just kidding. It's going to be fantastic. Like I said, just right now, a little dark, a little dreary, misty, a few spotty showers out there. Clouds clearing by lunch, abundant sunshine by dinner. Highs today in the upper 70s. And for tomorrow, we hold tight to abundant sunshine. In fact, no rain in the forecast unless you go up to northeast Wisconsin. Northeast Wisconsin could see some scattered showers tomorrow night. But everywhere else, dry. Highs in the low 80s. And for Sunday, a little bit cooler. High temperatures will be in the upper 60s to low 70s for us. And Monday, we hold that crisp trend into the low 70s for highs. And again, the sunshine's still abundant. Nothing else going on. That continues into Tuesday, too. Mid-70s.
fantastic. Does not get much better than that. I mean, you talk about just incredibly comfortable weather, so much sunshine, and any outdoor activities that you want to partake in, really no excuse not to over the next number of days. So, yep, fantastic news going into the holiday weekend. Brittany, enjoy your camping out and really enjoy this long weekend, and we'll catch you again on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, and enjoy the parade.
Have a good weekend. I certainly will. Thank you again. That's Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, joins us every weekday morning at 8:20 here on the program. Try to give you the update on what to expect weather-wise for the rest of the day and then the next few days as well. Right now in downtown Wausau, again from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, still foggy, still misty, still overcast. Temperature stands at 67 degrees. The winds are out of the south at 8 miles per hour. The dew point is 66, relative humidity of 97%. The barometer, 29.96 inches, and that visibility, it is down a bit to 3 miles. So, again, be aware of that. Be aware there could be some areas maybe of less than ideal visibility, maybe a few patchy areas of a little bit more significant fog. So just be aware as you get underway today. And as Brittany said, as we get towards the noon hour into the afternoon, we expect things to clear out. And for folks heading out to see some high school football tonight, it should be a beautiful night for football. It should be a perfect night to go out there and cheer on your favorite teams and get out there and enjoy it, because I've said this before, I mean, you can tune in to us. We encourage you to tune in to us, but at the same time, we would love to see you out at Tom Field or out at any of the games here in North Central Wisconsin. The time is 8:28. We have an information update coming up. We're going to find out what's happening with the news, both nationally and internationally with CBS. We will have our state news update with Terry Bell from our Civic Media News headquarters in Madison. Brittany will be back with a look at local news and weather. And also we'll have Jimmy Cuska, who will be bringing us the sports update as well. Plenty to talk about in all those areas. And then after that, we are going to be talking to the guys behind the Wausau Business Show. Very, very big hit for us here on 98.9 and 1230 Saturday mornings from 8 till 9 a.m. We'll have Ryan and Paul coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO. Again, online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Every morning, we're very, very happy that you're out there tuned in between 8 and 10 a.m. right here on our weekday show. But also, get up at the same time tomorrow, because from 8 till 9 a.m. Every Saturday morning, it's the Wausau Business Show. And it's been, how many guys? We got Paul and Ryan here.
Good morning.
If voices you hear saying, how long has the show been going on now? Because, I mean, time just has no meaning for
time
me anymore.
Time after time, we just heard it.
Exactly.
And thank you, guys. We are on our 22nd episode, I believe.
Oh, so we're getting
of age now.
Yeah.
We've graduated.
Right.
But, again, Saturday mornings, 8 till 9 a.m., the Wausau Business Show.
And thanks for listening.
Absolutely.
And loving Wausau.
I tell you, and folks have really been, we've been getting some great comments. People really enjoy the show. It's a really nice mix. You got some really terrific interview guests. You have a lot of fun as well. You talk to the people out there as well.
We try.
We try very hard.
But even last week and now on Saturdays, I've got to drag myself in, because after your show, we got this Sully's College Football page.
Yeah, love
show.
It. Love
That's
it.
Right.
So it's like a big block of incredible programming on Saturday morning. So I'm coming in and I'm listening. And you had a man named Antonio Centeno. Is that
you pronounced that wrong, though, Chad? Antonio Centeno.
There you go. But the thing about it is, I had never heard of him. And
right.
And you had this discussion. It was a long discussion. It was a very interesting discussion. I thought, who is this guy? And he had a really interesting story.
Are you wearing cologne today?
I'm not wearing cologne.
I'm wearing his cologne.
You're
today.
Not playing offense. Yeah, I gotta
play offense. But that seems to be the style of the interviews. You got guys that you or people that you know, some I think around here that are well known, and then you have some others that you learn about. And I think that's been a real interesting mix of your guests so far. Yeah. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, Ian's in the studio here. Ian, hi, you want to come on the show? Have you listened yet, Ian? Last time we were in, you hadn't listened yet.
Not yet.
He hasn't listened yet. Yes, thank you. I'm going to keep you on the ball. Ian, we need you to critique
and air check.
I'm going to
keep you on the ball. I'm asking you questions here. You're not even answering my questions, I tell you.
Antonio Centeno.
I had an interview last week where I asked a question. It was not on the air. It was actually at an event, and I asked this question, and he gave a nice long-winded answer, and I said, well, that was a wonderful answer, but you never answered the question.
Answered the wrong question.
Well, you can answer the question.
What was the question?
We're talking about, you know, just talking about the mixture of guests that you had. I mean, yeah. In terms of, you know, you've had, I think we call them famous folks from the area,
right.
And then maybe folks that we should know about. And
the
I thought,
people that make Wausau, right, like Antonio, right. He has 3.5 million followers.
So he's well known, just maybe
on,
not
well,
locally.
Not to me.
On YouTube. Not locally, yeah. Real Men, Real Style, you can look him up on YouTube. He's got 3.5 million followers, and he's a Wausaunian area resident. That's his full-time job, being a YouTube person.
Like Wittenberg, right?
Wittenberg. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, holy cow, somebody that lives in Wittenberg and is able to have this incredible career and be able to do everything he wants to from Wittenberg. I mean,
it impacts
the
world. 3.5 million followers on YouTube alone. It's unbelievable. He's got 50 million followers in his network, and it's his full-time job. He's got trophies on the wall hanging, adorning his walls from YouTube.
The famous YouTube play button thing that
really?
You get, yeah. If you get a million subscribers, and then if you get 5 million, he was saying,
it's gold one, yeah,
status.
It's like a Grammy award.
Yeah,
have you had a favorite interview so far?
David Anthony Hummer is probably one of
top
our
top of mind. Yeah.
Most. Yeah, and then we interviewed Iranian hostage Kevin Hermaning, which was very compelling. And Miss America is always, you know, we have a soft spot for Miss America, obviously. Grace Stanky.
Yeah, nuclear scientist. She was fascinating.
What's the most interesting thing you've learned that you didn't know from one of your guests?
You'd have to probably read the book that we're writing about the Wausau business.
I show you.
Yeah.
Announcing we're launching a book soon.
Maybe Ian's more of a literary guy. Is he going to read the book, Ian? He's going to. He says yes. He's giving me the thumbs up.
You're
yes.
making sure that he stays on his toes, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, you know, we have a bunch of insights. Every show has different insights. Like, tomorrow we'll be the executive director of the Leakey Woodson Art Museum because Outrageous Weekend is a week from today it starts. And a little known fact that we can divulge here on the show is he used to work at the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, right up your alley.
That's a place I would love to go to. Yeah. I haven't been there yet.
Let's all go.
There you go. Is that Red Lobster bus still available?
Sure.
It's always available.
Well, that brings it up. Where are you with the big project that started things off for your show a number of months ago? You had the big lobster trip. You had the lobster bus
over to Green Bay in the shadow of Lambeau Field.
Yeah, and they treated you so very nicely. It sounded like a lot of fun. Everybody seems to have a wonderful time. What are you hearing right now? And obviously, there's a lot of factors involved in this that are beyond your control, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, we're homing in. We know which floor of headquarters the CEO is on in downtown Orlando. Now.
We sent an investigator down there.
Yeah, and so we're homing in. We're getting Wausaunians their Red Lobster because in 2012 and 2018, Wausaunians were asked, what's your favorite national chain that you would like to come to Wausau? We love our local restaurants, but what's your favorite national chain?
Mm-hmm.
And by far and away Red Lobster, come hell or high water, Wausaunians want their Red Lobster, and we're on a quest to get them their Red Lobster. So we're working every day, one day at a time, one foot in front of the next. A journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
So in other words, we don't know yet.
Sure, Chad, if you want to put words in my mouth.
No,
sure.
But I tell you, I mean, come on, it's been 22 weeks. Why aren't we seeing it, you know, just here on the corner? Come on.
Breaking
I mean,
ground across the street next to the apartment.
That's actually what they're building over there, Chad, across
giant
the street.
Red Lobster.
What else are you because obviously, I mean, the mixture of the show is something that's, again, very interesting. Having the sit-downs that are so entertaining, and I think, you know, the interviews, but then also some of the other aspects. Is there anything else that you're kind of bouncing around your mind that's going to be, you know, fun? Because you remember you talking about, I can't forget who the person was, that they were going to be doing some sort of ski jumping and that sort of
thing. Jim Waldron.
Yeah,
he's the president of Wausau Tile, former president of Wausau Window and Wall.
Your minds are always working, it appears. Is there anything that we should be looking forward to as we get to the fall?
We've raised about $15,000 plus the $4,500 for the United Way. So we've raised $19,000, close to $20,000 for the Community Foundation and the United Way, because 100% of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show go to the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. But yeah, we're working on something called, we're going to announce it here on your show. So thanks for having us on, Chad. And thanks for listening, Ian. We're launching. We can't announce the. We're finalizing the strategic sponsorships, but we're launching the Friend of a Friend competition for $10,000 cold hard cash.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
cash prize.
What it is we're going to be launching during a specific time. For the person that can convince the most people to move to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA, they'll win $10,000 cold hard cash.
Wow.
So that will be, we'll talk about that more on the Wausau Business Show tomorrow between 8 and 9 on WXCO Bull Pulse Radio.
That is incentive.
$10,000. We need more people to live and work and be Wausonians with us, because there's a lot of businesses in town, we've learned, that are looking for good, great workers and people.
That is very true. Absolutely. So, yeah, make sure you tune in tomorrow to learn more details on how you can have $10,000 spending money.
Yeah.
Coming up right in your pocket, cold hard cash.
That's right. Just convince your friends or your friends' friends to move to Wausau, Wisconsin,
right.
USA.
Again, we got Ryan and Paul from the Wausau Business Show again every Saturday morning, 8 till 9 a.m. Right here on 98.9 WXCO. And again, if you missed any of these previous episodes, go back and listen to them again.
Spotify and Apple.
Yep. You just subscribe, and you can also go to our website at BullFallsRadio.com and CivicMedia.us and be able to spend a holiday weekend just going back and listening to the first 22 or so shows of the Wausau Business
Show. Feel free
to
binge listen.
Yeah, absolutely. That's your homework for the weekend for Labor Day, please.
Exactly right. And again, if you got one of the interesting things is, again, you guys came to us and said, hey, we got this idea. We want to do this. And then you've jumped into it with both feet. Have you been, I guess the way to put it is, you came in, I think, with some ideas on what you wanted to accomplish here. Have you been getting the feedback and being able to accomplish what you wanted to when you started this program? Because you said it's about Wausau. It's about promoting Wausau. It's about telling the stories of people here in Wausau. Have you been able to do you feel like you've been able to do it at the level that you wanted to? Because I have been getting so much great feedback here at the radio station. How do you guys feel? I mean, do you feel like, hey, this is what we expected? This is what we wanted to do when we started this program, when you came and visited us with this idea?
Well, we want to be the number one rated radio show on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Beating those polkas, right?
Yeah. Well, they can't compete against the polkas.
Tough.
We'll have to roll out the beer barrel or whatever. But yeah, I think, you know, we're working on it. The audience isn't as big as we want. So if you're listening right now, please tell a friend to listen tomorrow morning, 8 to 9, or tune in on Spotify or Apple. Because we feel like we have, you know, maybe 2% of the listening audience, and we'd like roughly 60% of the listening audience, like Shadow Stevens.
Right.
That was interesting when you had Shadow Stevens on, because I remember him as I know a lot of people remembered him for Hollywood Squares. I remembered him for taking over for Casey Kasem on American Top 40.
Yeah.
And you talk about big shoes to fill. Those were big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
And he was sort of the, I would say, the Ryan Seacrest of that era.
Yeah, right? For like a 5-year period.
Right,
yeah.
where you saw him like all in different venues, different areas of entertainment.
Yeah.
How did you get in connection with Shadow? Did you know him before?
Friend of a friend. You know, it's always kind of networking, and we're working on Rick Dees now. We can announce. And then maybe Ryan Seacrest, too. We'll see. But, it was a very interesting. He's been, he was on drugs and alcohol and addicted to substances, and then he's been sober now for 40 years.
It was
a hell of a compelling story. And we've had a number of those type of stories on the show. Gerald Mortensen, which he invented did What's Up, the What's Up guys from 7-Up. He was really instrumental in that, and he's been on a sober journey for a number of years. And so we've had a lot of compelling and interesting people and stories, and Shadow was one of those, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, G. Morty and the Makers.
Yeah, G. Morty and the Makers.
Now, he graduated from Everest the year after I did him.
That's right.
It's all this very small world. And that's something about Wausau as well.
Yeah, we're
There's a lot of connections within within the entire Wausau area.
For sure. We're working on getting some of the East Bay guys in and telling their story, because that was a really remarkable journey when they launched there. And, you know, there wasn't a celebrity or athlete in the United States and really globally that wasn't looking at the East Bay catalog at one point or another when they were coming up, including
huge.
Kobe Bryant and everybody else. And it really had an impact and made a mark on our culture in the United States, for sure. And so we're working on a special thing, hopefully, that'll come together with them.
You know, if they could make a movie called The Social Network about Facebook, they could make a movie about that story, too, because I think that's a similar kind of building from just a small start and is building to something massive.
Back of their
out of the
truck.
Back of their car. Back of their car. They're selling shoes and jerseys.
Hey, what's happening tomorrow? You mentioned already part of it, but you said you have a very special interview as well coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, the executive director of the Liaki Woodson Art Museum is coming.
You had said that you're interviewing somebody for a future show.
We are talking to Melissa Langbang today.
That
won't be tomorrow, though.
We have the Liaki Woodson Art Museum, but today we are recording an interview with we like to call her Wausau's Leslie Stahl.
I know, huh?
It's Melissa Langbang.
Yeah.
And we're very honored and privileged to have time with her this afternoon.
I should take some of your, you know, planning ahead. I would just fly by the seat of my pants.
What should we ask her? Anything we should ask her, Chad? Anything you should ask her?
The family. The baseball aspect. I mean, she's been so successful within her realm, and her family has been, you know, fantastic within the baseball realm. Greg, of course, was I think he made it to the bigs with the Mets, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Or else he got to AAA at the very least. I don't know if he ever got to them, but he was a fantastic. And now there's a young man who had been one of the best pitchers in the Valley last year. He was going to Wichita State starting this year. So that family is just incredibly successful and just wonderful. And they're always here in Central Wisconsin.
Ask Melissa all questions that have nothing to do with herself, just her family.
But that family has really been fantastic.
We're being played off here. This is the Oscars.
There
you go. Hey, guys, again, it's been wonderful having you on board and listening every Saturday morning.
And you've been great, Chad.
Yeah,
it's been
thanks,
a pleasure
Chad.
Working with you, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you for everything you do.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So tune in tomorrow morning, Ryan and Paul, Wausau Business Show. Yeah. Hey, that's what you hear every
Saturday.
We're
very good at clapping. Right. We're clappers.
8 till 9 a.m. And tune in tomorrow morning. Hey, we'll be back in just over a minute. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Thanks to the guys from the Wausau Business Show for joining us. Actually, I feel a little emotional right now because I just came across a story a few minutes ago. I'm a huge hockey fan. I love doing hockey for the high schools, but I also have been always a big hockey fan, whether it's the Badgers or for the NHL as well. And news just came down in the last hour that one of the really top performers in the NHL for the past 10 years was killed in an accident. I'm trying to see exactly when it occurred. Johnny Gaudreau, he's played the last 2 years with the Columbus Blue Jackets. But before that, he had an incredible 9-year career with the Calgary Flames, and he had been one of the top performers in the National Hockey League in terms of goal scoring, and just a guy that's known as a very good guy, a guy that brought a lot of life to the ice, a lot of smiles to the ice. And Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew were killed in a traffic crash yesterday in New Jersey, just outside Philadelphia. According to multiple reports, New Jersey State Police said the Gaudreau brothers were riding bicycles on County Route 551 when they were hit by a Jeep Grand Cherokee that was trying to pass an SUV on the road. The crash occurred around 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, about an hour after sunset. So obviously, you know, being at night perhaps was a factor, but at the same time, we see this way too often where people are on their bicycles. They're riding their bikes somewhere, and somebody's trying to hurry or make a pass, and they don't see the bikes, and they hit the bicyclists, and they unfortunately either get seriously injured or in some cases killed. And in this case, again, perhaps a guy that was working towards perhaps being in the discussion to be a Hockey Hall of Famer at some point. But Johnny Gaudreau, 31 years old, and his brother, again, 29 years old, killed in that accident. So unnecessary in New Jersey. And right now, if you go on social media, you're seeing all sorts of postings talking about Johnny Gaudreau and just the incredible sadness of it all. The NHL commissioner Gary Bettman said in a statement that the National Hockey League family is shocked and saddened by the tragic passing of Columbus Blue Jackets forward Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew. While Johnny's infectious spirit for the game and show-stopping skills on the ice earned him the name Johnny Hockey, he was more than just a dazzling hockey player. He was a doting father and beloved husband, son, brother, and teammate who endeared himself to every person fortunate enough to have crossed his path. Gaudreau is survived by his wife, Meredith, two children under the age of two. Heartbreaking. It's these two very young children under 2 years of age. Also survived by his parents and two sisters. And one of his sisters, I mean, you talk about just heartbreaking. One of his sisters was scheduled to be married today. I mean, just a terrible, 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 terrible tragedy. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with his sister's wedding. It really, you know, in the big picture, doesn't matter. But to have that wonderful moment of her life now connected with probably the most tragic moment for her and her family's life is just, you know, horribly, horribly sad. But again, I guess one point I'll make is if you're out there driving, be aware. Be aware of those bikes. Be aware of whether they're bicycles or motorcycles. I mean, you have to be aware because they are just so vulnerable. You're in a vehicle, in a car, a truck, an SUV in this case. You need to be aware of what's happening out there. The Columbus Blue Jackets posted that the Blue Jackets are shocked and devastated by this unimaginable tragedy. Johnny was not only a great hockey player, but more significantly, a loving husband, father, son, brother, and friend. Johnny played the game with great joy, which was felt by everyone that saw him on the ice. He brought a genuine love for hockey with him everywhere he played. The impact he had on our organization and our sport was profound, but pales in comparison to the indelible impression he made on everybody who knew him. So, again, I just saw this during our information break at the bottom of the hour. It was like, it's almost like you see it, and it's like, you can't believe it. You can't believe it that somebody that I have followed and watched on the ice for more than a decade, who's been such a superstar, to have this happen last night. And again, this is again, it's just because he's somebody that's well known. Obviously, I think it reaches out more, but these kind of accidents happen way too often, way, way too often. And it's just a heartbreaking piece of news that came down the line here in the past hour or so. So Columbus Blue Jacket and former Calgary Flames superstar Johnny Gaudreau and his brother killed as they were riding bicycles just outside Philadelphia last night. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we will be joined by Paul Mickley, talk some Wisconsin sports. Obviously, it's a busy time. Packers made their final cuts to get ready for the season opener next week. Badgers kick things off tonight, even though I ignore it because they're playing on Friday when it's a high school sports night. Brewers continue to lead the way in the National League Central. So we'll talk Wisconsin sports with Paul Mickley coming up at 9:20. But coming up next, it will be an information update, news, weather, and sports. And then we'll be back with our number two of the show, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. I just don't know what to be. Today I